Wednesday worship with you next week. And I think I saw online that it's actually going to be Wednesday is when the services are there. This coming Saturday, we have a quarter auction at the church to help support the ministries of the church. We were not able to do a pig roast this year, so it's important that we come out and support this event. Next Sunday, after worship, we'll have a town hall meeting as we celebrate birthday and anniversary Sunday with cake. Please join us for that as we'll discuss lots of important information. And it is cake only. It is not a covered dish next week for the town hall. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have an OMMC meeting. Spiritual Companioning Group will meet Tuesday, October 2nd at the church. For those who would like to eat a meal together, bring your own meal, and the group will eat at 6:30. Have a time together from 7 to 8. You're welcome to just skip the meal and join us for the spiritual companioning if that's your preference. The next men's fellowship breakfast will be at Winfield United Methodist on October 20th. Those interested in carpooling can meet at 8:15 at Dover First. Camp Zimmerman will host a chicken barbecue on Sunday, October 14th. Please see Tim Northrup for tickets and further details. Sole Purpose is going to have a quarter auction on Sunday, September 30th at Dover First. And bulletin information is due to Pastor Ben today. Are there any other announcements that anyone has? If not, then let's greet our brothers and sisters. Please remain standing for the watchword for the week. Let us read together the watchword for the week that is from Mark 9:35. Jesus says, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Please be seated.
Save us, O God, by your name. Hear our prayers and the words of our mouths.
Surely God will help us. The Lord is the one who sustains us.
Let us present our spiritual offerings to God and praise the Lord's holy name.
God has delivered us from all our troubles. May our eyes look trustingly upon the Lord. Please remain standing for the Liturgy for Christian Homes that can be found on page 119 in your Book of Worship. God, creator of our first home and our only true rest, we gather as your family to celebrate our diverse homes and to seek your blessings on them. God of relationships, you have put within our hearts a longing that only you can satisfy. Yet we need each other to learn of your steadfast love throughout all generations.
Open our hearts.
How to manifest your love. Please be seated. God, our Creator, in the garden you formed our first parents and found them good. At first, in their innocence, they trusted you and helped each other, but they sinned and fell short of your purposes for them. Forgive us our sins and give us grace to trust you in the goodness of your creation and your design. You called Sarah and Abraham to go out from their homeland and begin a new nation in covenant with you. In their old age, you gave them a child whose name meant laughter. In our homes, may we live with their trust and courage, their humor, their sense of mission. Increase our faith and give us grace to answer your call. You strengthened Ruth and Naomi in the face of grief and bitterness to remain loyal to each other and to journey to new life. Encourage us and give us grace to support each other. When you came to earth, incarnate God, you had no place to lay your head. God of the stable, bless the homeless and bring them to a place of shelter. Keep us aware and give us grace to be family to others. Rejoicing Savior, you sanctified marriage by your presence at Cana in Galilee. You restored life and health and balance in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Be a holy guest within our homes, filling our ordinary days with newness of life and mutual joy. Grant us the grace to recognize you as the Christ among us. Suffering God, from the cross you cared for your loved one, saying to Mary, "Woman, behold your son," and to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from the hour the disciples took her to his own home. Bless all families and enable them to form new bonds of love. Comfort us in our brokenness and give us grace to claim our relationship. Life-giving Spirit, you came in power to form and guide the church, a family with varied gifts and graces. Grant that church and home may model for each other the nurturing of individuals and the growth of community. We recognize the difficulty of forming family with those who are different from ourselves and with those who are like ourselves. We confess our failure to love and grow, our impatience for others to change, our blindness to one another's needs. Yet we rejoice that you have given us each other, and we dedicate ourselves to mutual support and love, trusting not in our own strength, but in your strong compassion. Bless and guide us, Triune God, and enable us to support and love each other. Please stand.
Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward? We share in the prayers today for everyone affected by Hurricane Florence, for Janie Martin, who had a successful leg amputation at Mercy in Canton and is home and on the road to recovery. Prayers for the Warren Toyberg family. Warren entered the more immediate presence of our Lord and Savior on Wednesday. Prayers for Janet Jenkins, who continues to recover from open heart surgery. In addition to those, we add Mark Williams' heart problems, Jennifer Toth's last stages of ALS, Belknap family, Rick Belknap passed away yesterday, Carolyn Weiss, Tim's mom, fell yesterday. Let us bow together in prayer. God of everlasting love, you generously provide all things for us. We pray for people everywhere. Make your way known to them, your saving power among all nations. We pray for the welfare of your church here on earth. Guide and govern it by your good spirit, so that all who call themselves Christians may be led in the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace and in righteousness of life. We commend to your fatherly goodness all who are afflicted or distressed in body, mind, or circumstances. Relieve them according to their needs, give them patience in their sufferings, and deliver them from all their afflictions. All this we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our first scripture lesson today can be found in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, and can be found on page 855 in your pew Bibles. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Our gospel lesson today is Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, and can be found on page 702 in your pew Bible. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of this world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick or in prison, and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Will the children please come forward for the children's message?
What a missionary is, or what he
You can remain seated and turn to the next hymn, 659, As a Mother Holds Her Baby.
Thank you. in case a lot of you did not know, a few months ago, as I mentioned earlier, I went on a mission trip to Texas. I have a whole slideshow with pictures and stuff that we'll get to look at right now. So we went the first week of July. It was a Saturday to a Saturday, June 30th through July 7th, and we did Hurricane Harvey relief. And Port Arthur, Texas is where we went. Can you go to the next slide? In one moment. Port Arthur, Texas, you'll see it on a map on the next slide. It is about an hour and a half east of Houston, and it's right on the Gulf of Mexico and by the Louisiana border. So since it's right by the Gulf, it got hit really bad by Hurricane Harvey because it was a big tropical storm that got hit with a lot of that from the Gulf of Mexico. So we went on a, that is where Port Arthur is, that red dot. So it's right on the Gulf of Mexico. Like we, if you just drive a few minutes, you can see the Gulf. All right, hit the next slide. That's the team whenever we got there on Saturday, June 30th, after a long, long day of traveling, starting to get used to the humidity. So there were 11 of us on the team. It was myself and Doug Miller from our church, and Pastor Daryl Johnson from Janine Hutton, as well as Michelle Giffen, and then from Fries Valley. They're actually talking about their trip at Fries Valley right now. So Connie Kinsey, Gina Green, and Molly Morris all came from there. And then from Dover, we had Sam Payton and three of his daughters, Hannah, Rachel, and Libby. So we had a team of 11. I'm not going to say, we were well-rounded. We had Sam that has a lot of experience with electrical work and plumbing and things like that. But, of course, the majority of our team was teenage girls, so it's not a lot of skilled labor, but we had a lot of spirit. So next slide. So this was the first place we did work, so I'll do a little introduction before that of Mike and Pat, which were our team coordinators. Pat is actually the one sweeping the porch. Mike and Pat Lyles live in San Antonio, which is about 4.5 hours from Port Arthur. And about 10 years ago, they're raised Baptist, so they're not Moravian, but they have a lot of experience working in coordination with the Moravian Disaster Relief. And about 10 years ago, they sort of felt a call to quit their full-time jobs and just do disaster relief full-time. So they're really incredible people. They live in San Antonio, 4.5 hours away. This was their 21st trip, I think, to Port Arthur to do work. So they stay in people's houses, or they have a trailer that they'll bring with them or something, and they'll stay down there for weeks at a time to do work. And Mike actually has had cancer twice and has beaten it both times. And whenever the hospital found out that he pretty much dedicated his whole life to mission work, he didn't have health insurance, of course, because they didn't have jobs, they actually would bring him in before the hospital opened and give him free treatments. So they have definitely shown their appreciation for him in that he's beaten cancer twice. So those were our team coordinators, really incredible people. And so this is outside of Grandma's house. This was the main place that we worked the first couple days. We call it Grandma's house because she's a grandma in her 50s and she has two special needs grandchildren. And so they were uprooted from their house in Port Arthur, and they stayed in, I think, South Carolina or Georgia, somewhere like that with family. And so we did a lot of work there, and we got notice a couple weeks after we left that they were moving back into their house. So we were just doing a lot of finishing up work, a lot of outside work like this. We had to pick up on the picture on the right, that is all trash, and that's not even half of it. Things that were just like from the house that had been moved outside. Pretty much the entire house was cleaned out and had been gutted, and we were just like painting walls in there and stuff, but that was trash from outside or things that they had outside, like toys and play equipment and just other things. There's just tons of trash, and the trash people don't really pick up the trash on a side street like that because with Hurricane Harvey being just a year ago, there's still a lot that needs done. So that was a lot of trash that we had to get taken care of, and we had to mow the grass and do a lot of, pull a lot of weeds and get it all cleaned up outside. If you go to the next slide, that was sort of inside. Teams before us had painted in there, and we sort of had to do like trim touch-up work. So we painted doors and boards, and that picture on the right there, Sam was showing some of the girls how to do a little electrical work. So we had hung up like an exhaust hood for in their kitchen and started to put that stuff together. I know the next team coming in was going to put cabinets away, which we painted some of those, and they're going to hang them up and do that. And just pretty much the next team that came in there got it livable, so they're living there now and doing well, I assume. Next slide, if you could, so this is Peaceful Rest Baptist Church. We spent pretty much every day working there. We worked Monday through Thursday, mostly all day, except like a little lunch break in the middle. So Peaceful Rest Baptist Church was it's a very old building, like 100 years old. And the people that purchased it had bought it just before Hurricane Rita hit in 2005. So they bought it, and a few months later, it was pretty much destroyed, except for like just the main shell of the building. So they were repairing it and working on fixing it, and then Hurricane Harvey hit, pretty much once they get all the repairs done. So this is just the main sanctuary area. As soon as you walk in, that's pretty much where we dealt with, but the entire back of the church was untouched. Like, they need professionals. It had mold, and there was like places, holes in the wall where you could see outside. It was so badly flooded and degraded. So we worked a lot inside. We did a lot of there were a bunch of old boards from the church that we washed, and we took all the nails out of them and got them nice and clean, and we painted them because they want to use those again in their sanctuary. And we had a lot of the area people come and visit us, like constituents of the church, and the pastor visited us and talked with us. So it was a very nice community that showed their support for us. And then on the next slide, there is more pictures of what we did there. We also dealt with the ceiling a lot. It needed to be mudded and sanded and smoothed out and eventually painted. We got a little bit of it painted, but I don't have any pictures of us painting the walls. That's a lot of what we did, because that was something that I did. So I was busy painting walls the whole time instead of taking pictures of it. So we had to do a couple coats of paint on all the walls and do primer on all of them. And we painted the ceiling a little bit, just partially up, because a lot of this takes time, because you have to mud and then you have to wait till the next day for it to dry and then sand it down and then you paint over it. So a lot of it was just sort of waiting, which is sort of hard to do when you have all this paint coats on and then it's like, okay, now what do we do? Because you can't repaint it until it dries another day. So then on the next page, there's more pictures of us working on the ceiling and painting the boards. Did a lot of work on the ceiling, where then people like me, there are a few of us that are not fond of ladders or heights, so we did a lot of painting the walls work. And then the next slide has the picture on the left. They dealt with a lot of, Connie's very good with drywall. She's very good with it. So she was back there taking the drywall off and getting it all sanded and fixed up back there, because that's the back of their stage where the pastors are, where they preach and stuff. So we got done with that place on Thursday, and we got pretty much everything done. I think after we were done there, they decided to start worshiping in there again, because their sanctuary was clean and painted and they were ready to go. So they didn't have the whole rest of their church, but they had the sanctuary, which that's the most important part of a church, so they were able to start worshiping again. And then this is Proctor Baptist Church, which we only worked here one day, which the last day at Peaceful Rest, we pretty much just had a lot of scary up high stuff to do. So some of us went to Proctor Baptist Church and worked there. So we helped paint. There was actually, if you go to the next slide, about half of us with a team from New Mexico that we got to meet, they were staying at Proctor Baptist Church. They were like 5 college-age students. So we got to meet them and work with them both at Grandma's house and at Proctor Baptist Church. And we pretty much painted rooms. We were there a few hours and we painted like 4 rooms, which was a lot of progress. And then if you go to the next slide, this was us on Thursday, July 5th. This was our last day of work, us in front of Grandma's house. You can tell we're all exhausted and tired after 4 long days of work. So Mike and Pat always take a picture of every team in front of Grandma's house that was working there with that cross, which says Jesus is Lord, which I have a picture of it later on. But they get a picture of every team there, and then they were making, I think, like a photo album or framing it for Grandma and the kids and stuff, so that they see these are all the teams that worked here at your house and were able to get it livable for you again. So that's sort of a good picture of us afterward. So we had some fun also. We don't want to come back and just say that we worked the entire time. I mean, a lot of it was working. We worked eight to 10 hours, 4 days of the week. But we also had some fun. So one night after, I think it was Monday night, we went and got ice cream. And of course, Doug Miller had to get Superman ice cream. Or I can't remember what it was called. It was blue. I think Cookie Monster. So it was blue like Cookie Monster. So his tongue was blue. So I had to take a picture of him with his blue tongue. I had to send that to Angie because, it was funny. And on the 4th of July, which was Wednesday, our original plan was to take our day off on July the 4th and have a fun beach day on the July 4th and then work Thursday and Friday. But there was bad storms Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, so the streets were like flooded, so we're like, can't do anything. So we waited until like afternoon until the flooding went down, and we're like, we'll just skip having fun on the 4th, we're gonna go work. So we went and worked most of the 4th, then we came back and showered, and we're like, we gotta do something fun, it's July 4th. So we decided to go to a steakhouse and have like an authentic Texas steakhouse experience. So that was nice. We were gonna see fireworks, but we had worked so late that by the time we ate, and it's too late. We saw them out the window of the restaurant though. So that was at least nice. We got to see them a little bit. And then the next slide, we got to have our beach day finally on Friday. That was like one thing that we're like, we wanna go to the beach. So we went across the border. It was about a 45 to 50 minute drive to get to Louisiana. We went to, I think it was called Holly Beach, and it was somewhere Mike and Pat had always wanted to go, so we decided to go with them. And so we got to go swimming on the beach and lay out there and relax. So that was definitely, after working 4 long days, it was nice to laze out on the beach and relax. And so yeah, there's Pastor Daryl sitting in an inner tube, just loving life like he does. So then I have some other random pictures. I didn't know where to put them. Just of us. This is like before we started working. There's us taking off from the airport and all that. And then the next page is while we were working, we had to take a few breaks for fun. So there was actually a tire swing out back of Grandma's house that we saw and were like, well, we have to play with it. It's a tire swing. So then myself and Hannah Payton, we decided to play with it for a few minutes. We were out there pulling weeds and doing yard work. So that was fun to get to play with. And then we have some more pictures. It was actually while we were there, we had 2 birthdays while we were there. On Thursday, it was Sam Payton's, and Friday, it was Molly Morris's. So we actually, after our beach day, we went to a Mexican restaurant, and we told them, hey, it's Molly's birthday. So apparently at this restaurant, what they do on the picture on the left is they have you stand up on a chair and do the chicken dance. I don't know why, but that's just what they do at this establishment. So she stood on the dare and chair and did the chicken dance. So that was fun to see. And then there's us at the beach, and there's the cross I mentioned earlier that says Jesus is Lord, that they just sort of had sitting there, just as sort of a reminder of like, this is why we're here. We're here to do mission work. It's not just work, work, work. It's like we're doing the mission for other people. So then, and then here is us leaving, and then I bought a cowboy hat when I was down there because, I mean, I was in Texas, so we had to buy cowboy hats. And I think those are the only picture slides I have. That is it. But there's a few things I forgot to mention. So we stayed at Good Shepherd Moravian Church, which it's not a Moravian church like our church is. It's a Nicaraguan church. So we stayed in there, and there were the 11 of us, 3 men and 8 of us females. The men actually slept in the pastor's office because it's a pretty small church, and it's pretty nice after Harvey. They've done a lot of good repairs, but I mean, the sanctuary just has like folding chairs in it, and it's definitely still not where it used to be. But the men stayed in the pastor's office, and the women, there were 3 little rooms in the back of the sanctuary, so we stayed back there, and they had like really nice cots like from Cabela's that we got to sleep on, so we had that, but we were crammed in the rooms. It was like just big enough for 3 cots to fit side by side, and then our suitcases right in there. So there wasn't much room in our actual rooms, but I mean, we had a nice place to stay that was air conditioned with comfortable enough beds. So we also had a shower trailer. It's the Moravian Disaster Relief has a shower trailer. So it has, you go in, it sits outside and it has 3 showers in it and a couple of sinks and a mirror. And it also has a washer and dryer in back. So we did a load of clothes like halfway through the week. So we're like, didn't really realize how dirty we would get, because there was a lot of, like, whenever we were doing a lot of ceiling work and, like, sanding, it was just, like, white snow raining down all over us and paint everywhere. So we did a load of clothes through the week, so it was really nice to have all the resources from the Moravian Disaster Relief. They also had a trailer there with tools and supplies in it. So, yeah, the resources from Moravian Disaster Relief were really nice. One more thing I want to mention is we did, Sunday morning, we sat in the worship service at Good Shepherd Moravian, and they are a Nicaraguan congregation, so everybody there is from Nicaragua or first generation American from Nicaragua. And they speak, mostly they speak Miskito, which is similar to Spanish. It's a Nicaraguan dialect. A lot of them also speak Spanish. But, I mean, they speak English, some of them, but it's not fluently. It's definitely their second or third language. So it was very interesting to hear how Pastor Adolfo changed the service for us, because, of course, I mean, some of us know a little Spanish, but, of course, we don't know Miskito. We speak English. So he did the service in three languages since we were there. They usually go between Spanish and Miskito, but he did it. So his message, of course, was 45 minutes long, but it's because he did it three times. He would go between Spanish and Miskito and English and back again. Of course, it would get lost in translation some parts, or he would leave off some parts and get confused and repeat things or leave out things. But it was, I cannot imagine being able to speak three languages and be able to go that fluently between them. They also sang a lot of their hymns in Miskito, and they actually had practiced a few weeks before singing Amazing Grace in English, so we got to sing Amazing Grace with them in English. But definitely hearing the church service and him go between the three languages was, it was hard to follow, of course, but it was crazy. They also fed us at the church. There were multiple women's groups that fed us at the church, so their hospitality, we ended up giving them, like, money from our fund to help pay for that and help with their continuing from their hurricane relief. But they would just prepare us huge plates of food, and they would, like, the first couple of days they would have food pre-plated for us, and it would be like this much food pre-plated. It's like, we can't eat that much, so then we'd, like, feel bad, but it's like that's what they do, is they plate up these big plates of food, and then they would sit and watch us eat it, and then we'd feel bad whenever we wouldn't be able to eat it all. So we're like, sorry guys, but I mean, it was very nice. It was very good, authentic Nicaraguan food. So we got to try different cultural foods and experience the culture of the church while staying there, and their hospitality was amazing. So pretty much we worked at three places and got a lot of work accomplished, and pretty much we did a lot of the finishing work to get them livable, or them able to be able to just be there and worship there, or just sort of that finishing work to get them ready to go back to where they belong. And that's pretty much it. If you have any questions afterward or you want to talk about it, you can talk to me after church. The end. All right, so if you turn to your Moravian Book of Worship, we'll sing our final hymn on page 460, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Please stand.
May the Lord give you a pure heart. May God make you peaceable, gentle, and willing to care for others with mercy.